Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're glad you joined us this morning, and we have a pretty good show for you this morning. If you're hungry, you may not want to listen, but if you are hungry, you do want to listen because our guest this morning is Song Siebert, and Song is the owner of Song's Cuisine located at 135 East Wisconsin Avenue, and we're going to hear about her wonderful recipe, including egg rolls, pasties, and stuffed chicken wings. So stay tuned, and you'll find out how to start a business like that. But first, we want to tell you about our SCORE chapter here in Appleton. BizTalk is brought to you each weekend by SCORE. We are one of probably 350 chapters around the country. We have about 55 mentors in our chapter. And we service an area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, about an eight-county area. We have an office in each community to serve the entrepreneurs of those communities and the surrounding areas. SCORE is for the life of your business. So if you're looking to start your business, you can contact SCORE for mentoring assistance to get started in areas like marketing, accounting, debt structures, some legal questions, systems and procedures, human resource questions. SCORE has mentors in our chapter who have done that their whole career and are willing to give that information back to you for free and is confidential. You can reach us at foxcities.score.org. And you can also call us at the Chamber office in Appleton at 734-7101. So if you're looking to start a business, contact SCORE. If you're already in business and you'd like to ask some questions about how to position your firm to grow, to be able to expand your company, SCORE can do that for you as well. We do a lot of mentoring, and we're very good at it. We enjoy doing it, and we're always looking for good mentors, too. So if you're out there and you've had some business experience in your career, and you'd like to give back to the community, contact us at foxcities.score.org. In addition to doing the webinars and the seminars, we also do, or the mentoring, we do seminars. Randy, tell us about the seminars coming up. I'm a little ahead of myself.
Good morning there, Tony. This is Randy Melzer. I'm here with Tony today, and we're hoping that the weather finally clears up a little bit. I got my golf shirt on, so we'll see what happens if that helps.
Good luck.
But anyway, yes, real quickly about some of the things we're doing as far as educational programs. Of course, we are going to be starting our Simple Steps program. It's about 15 hours, five classes on really how to get started in your business, or if you are in business, what you need to know to get things to work a little more smoothly and more easily. The first class is going to be on Wednesday, May the 20th. It will be in the morning from 8:30 until about 12:30. Includes breakfast and lunch at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop in downtown Appleton. It's covering the basics, what I need to know about getting into business. We will be doing that one. The next four sessions, beginning as of the 27th of May, will be in the evenings. They're from 6 until 9, and they're held at the Fox Cities Chamber office. Those programs include, again, what I need to know about the different things, starting my business as far as what type of business, should I be an LLC, et cetera, that type of thing, and what I need for my team as far as people to help me and professionals. The third section is going to be on marketing. That includes everything from social media to traditional marketing format. The fourth session is on financial documents and how to put your financials in order, what's your cash flow, your profit and loss, asset liability statements, and how they work together. The great thing about this particular program is we have a CD that has all of the templates that you can put all of your information on with the formulas and everything buried in them. So when you enter the information, you can then use it to determine what kind of ratios, how all of these parts and pieces work together. It's a great package.
That's a great program, Randy, yeah. Because Mary Lou is an experienced accountant retired from KC, and she takes the class through a case study,
right,
talking about the balance sheet, the income statement, the statement of cash flows and ratios step by step. So mm-hmm. It breaks it down. It's easy to understand. And as you indicated, the disc contains the case study and the blank sheet so people right. can put their numbers in the blank sheets and model it after the case study. It's a great learning experience.
Right. And then the last class will be on June the 17th, and that's the one that you're involved in, because we try to talk to people about where do I find the money. And Tony, being a recovering banker, as we say, can help you with a lot of the details there, and also work with the non-traditional lending, things like what's crowdfunding all about, what are angel investors, equity,
loan funds.
All of the various forms and types of lending that's available out there. So as I said, five sessions, May 20th beginning session. They're $25 each. We ask you to go out to the website, and that's foxcities.score.org. You can register there for all five or any one of them. And we ask you to do that. Enjoy the courses, because we found excellent, excellent outcomes, people who have started their businesses because of this particular program. So,
and we also have a number of SCORE mentors that each session, so the folks attending these classes get to meet some SCORE mentors, do some networking, and it's just a really good experience. And people keep their relationships together after the class is over.
Right.
That's been
works
demonstrated
very, very
too.
Well. Yep. Now, in addition to those programs, we do have a couple of other ones coming up. We just locked in the date for our networking seminar, which we're partnering with CAP Services. What we're going to do is try and get some of these seminars out into the smaller cities outside of the Appleton area. This particular one is going to be on June the 18th. It's an evening program. It's going to be in New London. And as I said, it's with CAP Services. We'll be talking about networking. It's going to be at St. Joe's Church is the location, and it'll be from 6 o'clock until about 8:30, and it will be free. So that's one of the programs. We also are looking at scheduling another program down in Fond du Lac, which is on social media. We're going to be titling this one, I think, Social Media 201. So, and this is how to actually apply social media programs to be able to show how they actually have a return on the investment, how you can measure them and make sure that they're working for you. That one will be coming up on June the 11th, and we'll have more details on both of those programs on the website coming up within the next few days.
Is there anything else coming up?
Well, the programs that we're going to be doing with CAP Services, we have three other programs that are going to be scheduled later in the year with more details on that. Again, covering social media, covering the areas of tax questions and so on as far as that's concerned. And then also one out with you, again, working on finding the money. So we'll be talking about those programs again.
And the best advice we can give you, Randy and I can offer you, the listening audience, is check out our website at foxcities.score.org. We keep that current. If you don't hear about it on BizTalk, you can see it on the website and tell your friends about it.
Yep.
It's really good information, and it's meant to help you
succeed. And you can go out to the BizTalk website as well, biztalkwithscore.org.
.com.
I'm sorry. biztalkwithscore.com. And you can link to the SCORE website as well. And by the way, if you're out of the radio area sometimes and want to catch the program, you can pick it up on the website. We do simulcast it on the website.
Yeah, we on the website Randy mentioned, biztalkwithscore.com, we archive our programs. We're going back about 4 years. So if you missed one, go listen to it. If you want to hear it again, go listen to it.
Right. And if you want to catch it live, it's on right now. So.
Yep. The last thing I'd like to mention before we acknowledge our sponsors is coming up is May 4th to the 8th is Small Business Week. It's National Small Business Week. And SBA, Small Business Administration, has been around for 60 years, and SCORE has been around for 50 years. And we're and CAP Services helps small businesses. A lot of SBDCs around the UW systems in Wisconsin and around the country help small businesses. So this is National Small Business Week. And since 1963, the president has issued a proclamation announcing Small Business Week. And more than half of Americans either own or work for a small business. A small business, by SBA definitions, is 500 employees or less. And they create about two out of every three new jobs in the United States. So as part of the National Small Business Week, the U.S. Small Business Administration has taken the opportunity to highlight the impact of outstanding entrepreneurs, small businesses, and others from 50 states and U.S. territories. So you're going to see some more information coming out on Small Business Week. We're going to celebrate it here in our SCORE chapter. We're going to mention it again on BizTalk. And we're celebrating you, the entrepreneur, who really keeps this economy going. With that, we're going to acknowledge our sponsors. We want to thank the folks who help bring this program to you each weekend. Without them, we wouldn't be on the air. And with those people, those organizations are Fox Communities Credit Union. We want to thank them for their continuing support. Alberts and Hailing CPAs. We want to thank Bank First National for being a good supporter and good sponsor for BizTalk. Also, we want to thank our newest sponsor, Legal Business Edge, LLC, Sarah DeBruin. Sarah started her legal practice in 2011, and this year, beginning last weekend, she became a sponsor for BizTalk. So welcome aboard, Sarah. We also want to thank eBiz Results, located in Oshkosh. Mike Pulvermacher and his team built the website that Randy mentioned earlier, biztalkwithscore.com, and they help us maintain our website with all the archived programs, helping to bring you information about SCORE and about BizTalk. And finally, we want to thank the Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch. They put out a periodical every 2 weeks called The Business News. It has a lot of very good information, relevant information, about what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. So if you own a business, you really should subscribe to it. And for $20 a year, you get it every other week. It's going to help your business grow, keep you informed of what's going on. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to meet Song Siebert. Song is the owner of Song's Cuisine. You're listening to BizTalk and the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton Market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Hailing CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Hailing, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I wanna be rich. Oh, I wanna be rich. Oh, I wanna be rich.
And welcome back. You're listening to BizTalk this morning, and our guest is Song Siebert. Song owns the restaurant on East Wisconsin Avenue at 135 East Wisconsin called Song's Cuisine. Good morning, Song.
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to our program. We're really glad you could come in this morning. It was a short notice, and you flipped your schedule around, so thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your background, Song, and how Song's Cuisine came about, and what do they do at Song's Cuisine? What do you do at the restaurant?
We do pasties, stuffed chicken wings, and egg rolls.
Now, there's special types of egg rolls. It's good ones. I mean, homemade?
Yep, homemade, hand-rolled. From Cambodia. I know there's a lot of egg rolls out there, but mine are from a different country, a different versus Thai, and there's difference.
Yep. Okay. And what's your background? You're an interesting entrepreneur. When we were talking before the program, you're very entrepreneurial.
Yes, I am. I've started my own business. How I started this business is I start with wholesale business.
Okay.
That was back in Wausau in 2006 or so. And I've also had other businesses that I had my hands on, which is light manufacturing and also rental properties.
Okay. So you have a very diverse background when it comes to understanding how businesses work.
That is correct.
Okay, but yet you ended up migrating back to the food business. What brought you back to that?
I've always been, when I was in Thailand, I've always been in the food industry. Mm-hmm. How I started, I was a salesperson pushing little orange balls to make money for my family. Mm-hmm. And food industry has always been in me. So I've always wanted to go back. I've closed my business too soon back in Wausau. Then I always have in the back of my mind that I wanted to start it up again.
Okay.
So
this was an opportunity on East Wisconsin Avenue. It was a pasty shop before?
That is correct.
And there's an interesting thing. We might get into it in the next segment. You mentioned something about listening to your customers. But tell us first about the different products you have and how you sell those. You sell those retail as well as wholesale?
I am going to venture back into my wholesales, how I got started. But originally, when I wanted to open this business, I'm all gung-ho on, you know, selling my egg rolls, you know, because I'm a little biased because I think my products is the best.
And you should.
And then stuffed chicken wings, you know, and everybody, you know, that's because I have great friends, you know, that mm-hmm. tells me I have great products. And
But during the pre-show, I think Randy and I can appreciate that you really are a good networker, and we'll get into that in the next segment. But tell us real quickly, what's your website? And what is your phone number and where you're located if the folks would like to come over and see you?
My website is songscuisine.com, and my address is 135 East Wisconsin. It's between Morrison and Wisconsin Avenue there, right by Simon.
Between Morrison and Oneida.
Yeah, Oneida.
Yep.
And right next to, across the street from St. Therese Church.
Yep.
And my phone number is 920-422-3132.
Great. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back on the other side. We'll get a longer segment with Song, and we're going to learn how good that food is because it made Randy and me pretty hungry this morning. You're listening to Biz Talk and the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated and
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're here this morning with Song Siebert. Song is the owner of Song's Cuisine. It's a pasties restaurant on Wisconsin Avenue at 135 East Wisconsin. And Song opened her business in January of this year. Song has a background in entrepreneurship. She's owned businesses in the past, and she's got the bug. And Song, tell us a little bit about the value or the importance of knowing your market and networking. How do you do that?
That is so very important. How I came to the Valley 3 years ago, today actually. The networking is another way of finding out what your customer needs and wants are. And if you are going to start a business, you need to, I want to just go ahead and start a jewelry. Well, you can't just do that. Get a sample out there. You know, and that's how I got my friends is by food, egg rolls.
Sure.
And I know what I was good at.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty confident on that. And the stuffed wings are a little bit more work, but I managed to get samples and always don't be afraid to get samples out there.
Okay. When you did that, though, now the location that you have has historically been a pasties shop.
That is
How did you manage to incorporate that into your Cambodian style of cooking?
You know, that is a really good question. And a lot of people, a lot of customers that comes into the store says that the same thing. It's like, that is so weird. I say, weird or is it unique?
Yeah,
there you go.
Know?
There you go.
So how I started is I was just so gung-ho on my egg rolls and my stuffed wings. They're the best, and, you know, I haven't tasted anything out there that's right. like mine, and I'm different. I'm unique. I got my niche going. I'm so excited. And then all of a sudden, I talk to my landlord, and when I open up my door, when I start, you know, signing up my lease and everything else, I went into the storefront and start doing some work and kind of cleaning up and getting my color scheme and my uniqueness touch to the store. I got customer coming in. Oh, are you guys gonna start the pasty again then?
Okay.
I'm like, I'm sorry. What is that word again? Uh-huh. You know, I have a hard time pronouncing it for like weeks. Pasty, pasty, pasty. No, not pasty. Pasty.
Pasties, yeah.
And you know, as a woman that's learning a second language, you know, it's like things thrown at her. It's like trying to remember what that is. So I did some research on it, and it's like, okay, this used to be an old pasty coop, and I needs to know a little bit more about their products, and I don't even know what it looks like to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've asked one of my friends, and they said, oh, yeah, so here, this is what it looks like. And they gave me I got the recipe, a 1937 recipe from a friend's mom. And I'm just like, you know, I put that aside, but it keep on coming into me. And it's like, you know what, I really need to put this on the menu. So what I did is I tried to make it my first pasty. I tell you what, it is so horrible looking.
It tasted good, though, right?
Tastes really good. I tell my friend to try it, the one that gave me the recipe. I said, sweetie, could you try this? Is this how it's supposed to be?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it's supposed to look? My house for that week smells amazing.
Okay.
It smells great. So I know I did it right, but the outside, I got to perfect it. It does not look pretty.
Okay.
So the
key you're talking about is listening to your clients, to your customers.
Yep.
So, and that's how you decided to go with this route.
Yep. I decided, I'm like, okay, pasty, you know, I'm just going to make 10 of it when I first open. Sure enough, that 10 went out so fast out the door. I'm like, oh.
Should have made 100, huh?
Yeah. And my egg rolls didn't move very fast. And my stuffed wings, I'm like, oh, the egg rolls is good too, you know. No? And so I have a hard time. And so I got to hire somebody right away to help me roll the dough and, you know, prepping the pasty. We homemade everything in our store.
You mentioned some things there, Song. You had a 1937 recipe for the pasty.
Yeah.
And what's your recipe for the egg roll and the Cambodian food?
Oh, it's for me to know and you not to find out.
No.
And to get to the rest.
Was it your mother?
No, the source.
Was it your mother?
Yes, it's from my mom.
That's where I was going.
Yeah, yeah.
I know it's proprietary, but it's a very valued recipe and it makes it unique.
That is very unique. And within the Asian culture, a mom passed the recipe down to their daughters for each generation and trying to perfect that. How I started this the business of the egg rolls was, you know, by making that egg rolls, it's just a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And making that egg rolls to go to parties, and that was a big hit. And they never really have any good egg rolls out. I started out in Wausau, Wisconsin, and they never really have a good egg rolls. And the store, you get those cabbage roll and wonton wrap versus I use a spring roll wrap, and then it's a lot lighter, and then you don't just taste the doughy crust on it. You taste everything, and mine has more meat to it.
Mm-hmm. Now, the stuffed chicken wings. I asked you in the show, how do you stuff a chicken wing? There's not a lot of room in there, but How do you do it?
The process is very daunting. You have to take the bones out from the first joint, the second joint, and leave the last one. So that way it still look pretty enough, but it tastes so good. I take the bones out and stuffed it with pork. Whatever's in my pork egg rolls is going into the stuffed chicken wings. And that itself is a meal. So I have like really good, combo with that. You got fried rice, egg rolls, and that's, you know, for $5.95, mm-hmm. You can't go wrong.
We're talking with Song Siebert this morning, and Song owns a restaurant called Song's Cuisine at 135 East Wisconsin Avenue. If you're not hungry now, what time do you open this morning? 11?
10.
10 o'clock. I'm going to be over there today. I'm going to pick some stuff up. But if you have a question for Song and how she went through her evolution of coming to start her business and then started in Appleton again, call us at 281-1150, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton area, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Song, when you were starting your business back in Wausau, you told us that you were going to school and you were working real hard. You've really thrown everything into your entrepreneur desires. I mean, you went and learned how to run a business. How important is all of that? How would you advise folks who are looking to start a business?
You know, business have always been my passion, and as I was raised as an entrepreneur. I mean, in Thailand, it's you really need to be on top of things, and you got to be a step ahead of all at all time. You know, you got to survive, and that was my survival mode for my family. I mean, it's for how I started out with it is from Thailand to now, I mean, that's all I've known. I've never went to school. I don't have to go to kindergarten like, oh, this is what I would need to do when I grow up. I didn't have that option.
Right.
My option was pushed onto me and says, this is what we need from you, and this is how we're going to, you know, need to survive.
And you graduated from college.
I did. I graduated with a BA from Lakeland College.
And you put yourself through school?
I put myself through school by selling my egg rolls when I came into the valley here. My family, my brother and my sister-in-law lived here, and they got me into the Appleton within the neighborhood. And yeah, hey, Song's starting a business in Wausau. Here, try her egg rolls. And so I've been doing this for a while. And then so when I move into Appleton, how I got in, you know, extra spending cash and helped me with my books and all this other stuff too is by doing, you know, selling it at a bulk price to my friends and my family.
So you did study the market here when you first moved in.
I did.
What people wanted, how to target it and so on.
Yep. As an entrepreneur, it's very important to know your market. And I know there's a need for my egg rolls. I know there's a lot of egg rolls in business out here, but none of them is like mine. You got to have a niche market. And I know my niche market because, A, I'm from a different country. B, I know most of my friends that I hang around with, they give me feedback what they want in an egg roll.
Mm-hmm.
And so I take that. I also, you know, just kind of modify my mom's recipe a little bit and then to get it where everybody is happy with that, you know. So I have a lot of people taste testing it.
Okay. What's the seating capacity in your restaurant, Song? How many people can you seat there?
I have 15 seatings in my restaurant.
15?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so you do it in bulk. You sell food in bulk. So if Randy and I were going to have a Super Bowl game at Randy's house,
mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a bunch of folks over and party and things, we could order a dozen or two dozen or...
Yep. Thanks for inviting me, Randy. But, yeah, you can actually order what I did with my products, too, to make it really easy for folks when they go out on picnics and everything else, too, and for Super Bowl. I flash freeze it, and then I give them direction on how to... reheat it again. It's already cooked. You just need to preheat
warm
it up. And the best part about my products is when you go on a picnic, as your steaks is getting done, you put my products on the grill too. And I have tested this with my friends.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah, so you can just throw that egg roll from a frozen steak right onto the grill.
You just hit a whole new market with the grillers out there. A lot of people grilling.
That's awesome.
Okay. Well, talking about marketing and all that, which is my background, you use... social media, use a website for your marketing. How do you use that? How did you put those together?
My sister-in-law, Carmen, you got to know the best website person. I'm not all that technical. I mean, my iPhone, my little boy Owen has to learn, teach me how to use it. That's how technical I am.
That's how I learned it.
You fit right in with this group.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay! Awesome. So my sister-in-law, she knows a lot about technology and the website. She actually designed my website and my Facebook, and she is the best. And of course, since I know her, you know, I just feed her a little bit and
egg rolls, and stuff wings.
Yeah. She's amazing. She's been my supporter to starting this business. You, as an entrepreneur, you need that. You need that
support group.
Mm-hmm. You need your friends. You got to build that foundation before you go out there. You can't do this, like you said, Randy. You can't do this by yourself.
Right.
And I know that. From my last experience, I cannot do this by myself. I need family. I need friends.
Well, as we were saying before, this is 24/7. You don't walk away from this. It's always with you. And if the people that are your friends and are helping you can provide you with that relief, you know, and support, it's vital to be able to move on and to be able to keep going. Speaking of support, how many people do you have working with you at your shop?
I have, as of right now, I have two people working with me with my shop. But before I even get my shop running, like you said, that networking, that friendship that I have built in the Valley has been amazing. And the ladies that helped me get my shop off the ground is Leah, also Jolene and Stacy.
Okay.
They helped me paint, I mean, at the wee hour. I mean, I had nobody else to help me, and those are ladies that I have met at the YMCA, I have been making lasting friendship. Of course, I've also feed them egg rolls. That's how you make friends.
I think it's the friendship driven, and the reward is the egg roll. It's wonderful to have that kind of support group. Entrepreneurs need those types of support groups. It's not just the banker and the marketing person and the insurance agent. They need to listen to their customers and make sure that they're always delivering value. And to get the feedback from friends like that, that's honest feedback.
That's right, Tony. That's basically what you need to do. You got to really have your, if you're going to start something, get your ears and eyes open, and also the people that you're surrounding yourself with, get your products out there.
Mm-hmm. And it's got to be honest feedback, because some people might tell you a story and it doesn't help you at all.
Yep.
So you got to know that.
One of the other groups you mentioned that you were working with was CAP Services. How did they play a role in your background?
CAP Services play a role in my background. I didn't know anything about CAP Services until I went to the Y again with my friends helping me and telling me all about this. As a single mom, and going to school full-time, working full-time, and trying to get some, Lakeland College is a private school. And so I really need, you know, I got grants and everything else, but I still have to, you know, have some more expenses that I have to pay for my books. And so one of the ladies suggested I should go. She volunteered for CAP Services back then, and she said, why don't you go to CAP Services? They will maybe help you. Maybe they won't be able to, but maybe they'd be able to find somebody that would help you. And so I went to CAP Services, and they helped me with my books while I was going to school to get my BA in business management. And they also helped me. I knew in the back of my mind that I want to start this business again. They also helped me set my goals. It's very important to set your goals
and prioritize it.
I had my business plan. I refined it and everything else, and they helped me with that.
Mm-hmm.
Kitty Johnson has been so great by helping me, you know, dot an I, cross my T, make sure everything's going well before I go live and start opening it up.
Okay, wonderful availability there. But I like the word that you keep using is your business plan, and having a plan before you open the doors, which is very, very important. I'm glad to hear that you were able to put that together.
And that plan continues to play a role in your success?
You're
constantly updating it and measuring the performance against the plan?
Yep. And I, sometimes I can see the fluctuation on what I have planned. You know, all this time, since I've been in the Valley, I knew, you know, it's just little baby steps at a time. And I've been looking back at it and see what I need to change, what I need to add. And, you know, my menus has always changing when I first started it. You know, like I said, I knew what I wanted. And so, but now, you know,
Now go get it.
I'm going out there and getting it and getting my cash flow going.
You're doing a good job,
yeah,
too.
Thank you.
We're
going to
take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side and finish up the show with song. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Hey, we're hungry. We're going over to Song's Cuisine today. Get some chicken wings and some pasties and some egg rolls. Some really good food. It really sounds good, Song. What does your future hold for you? Where are you going to be in 5-10 years? What do you expect your business to look like?
I'm hoping that I will have a second location and it's operating nicely. And I'm just hoping to get the success that I am foreseeing in my future. So
you see the wholesale and the retail both growing?
Yes.
You're going to keep going on both of those?
I'm going to try to keep both of them going, yes.
Yeah. And what are your hours again? Your store is open?
Monday through Friday, 10 to 7. And then on Saturday, I open from 10 to 2.
And you're closed on Sunday.
That is correct. It's rest day.
The good Lord said everyone should have a day of rest.
Amen.
And I think that's really good advice.
That is.
Got a real quick question for you, because you sound so enthusiastic about it. What do you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur? How's that for an open question?
Oh, boy. Let's see. There's a lot of myth out there about entrepreneur. What I enjoy about it the most is the flexibility that I can, you know, as a single mom, I take my son to baseball game and I can just go ahead and leave for that few hours. But what people don't know about the flexibility, you're going to pay at the end. Okay. As an entrepreneur, I love it. Just the joy and my passion on opening, you know, something to see my creation come to life and everybody enjoying my products. Mm-hmm. I love that part of it. Actually, I'm good at something.
Yeah.
Yay. But in actuality, you know, as an entrepreneur, if you are wanting to go to do opening up your business or what have you, just be sure to know that you're going to be working really, really hard.
Okay.
So 24/7.
What is the biggest challenge you had to overcome in opening your store here in Appleton? What was the biggest challenge you had to overcome in doing that?
Just getting the place ready and make sure I have enough food. And then even before that, you know, they were putting up my hood ventilation and it wasn't done right, or it was, you know, wasn't done on time. The order for it is lost in route somewhere. You know, it's just stuff like that. But otherwise, everything went pretty well once everything, you know, all my equipment is in. That was a little bit of the challenge that might, you know, we have to wait for this guy to make sure everything's, you know, the fire department give me a go ahead and everything. So
well, you did a nice job putting this whole business together, and your experience demonstrates that you're not afraid to do research, the value of understanding your market, your networking, listening to your customers. Those are all great ingredients that make for a successful business.
So, thank you.
Okay, well, we're just about to that time where I have the opportunity to ask you for your biz tip, a little bit of wisdom that you want to impart to the people out there who are thinking about going into business. So what would be your biz tip be for the day?
Find your passion, listen to your customers, you know, make sure you know your surrounding area, knowing your market, and please do all your networking and your social media. Get all the information before you go ahead and jump right on in.
Okay, so plan.
Plan, and that business plan is so important.
And I didn't have to pay her to say that.
No,
that's...
Another ingredient I think that you included during the show that I just want to emphasize again is you surrounded yourself with people who are helpful to you, inspire you, and will give you critical comments about this is good or bad. It's not always good. You want to find out what's wrong so you can fix it. And one of those partners, I think, is CAP Services. Kitty Johnson did a nice job working with you and helping you along the way.
Well, not only that, I want to give a shout out to my sister-in-law, Carmen.
Yes.
So she's also very amazing and kicking my butt when I'm ready to go down. So
yep.
Picking me right back up again. For that, sis, I thank you.
Okay. Yep. And again, what are your hours when you are making that great food?
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I hope to see everybody there. It's so great to be here today. Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Tony.
Well, thank you for coming on the show, Song. It was a great story, and you'll be able to listen to this on biztalkwithscore.com, as all of your customers can if you put the link on your website.
Sounds great.
So thanks
thank
for
you.
Being our guest today.
Awesome.
Next weekend, we have Sarah DeBruin coming on. Sarah is our new sponsor for BizTalk. She started her law practice, Legal Business Edge, in 2011, and she's a SCORE mentor. So it's going to be a delight to have Sarah here talk a little legal stuff. So if you have some general questions next weekend, we'll put out those phone numbers. You can always call in and ask Sarah some general questions about when do I sign something and when don't
right.
I?
Right. And if you want to get more information about what's going on with BizTalk, always go out to our website, biztalkwithscore.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find a lot of information there that links directly to the SCORE website
And check out all those seminars and things we're doing at foxcities.score.org. Thanks for tuning in this morning. You're listening to BizTalk and the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.